Aaron Jones, magician, with another magic audio boo coming to you from Japan. And today I want to talk to you about your magic hands, especially if you're doing close-up magic. And when you're doing close-up magic, of course, your hands are there for everyone to see. So you want to keep good care of your hands, specifically your nails. You want to make sure that your nails are clean, they're nice and cut, and that they shine nicely. And that your skin is nice, so you want to moisturize your fingers, make sure there's no dead skin. You want to make sure that your fingers are nice and clean and your nails are trimmed nicely and smoothly, because you are, as you know, when you perform close-up magic, you are touching other people's hands as well, and you don't want to jam a nail into their hand as well. And I also use a glossy nail polish on my fingernails to make my nails shine a little bit. I've got the one that I use here. Now, it's Japan. It's not an expensive one. I just bought it at the Japanese 100 yen shop. And all you want is some kind of clear top coat, clear gloss for your fingernails so that they shine nice. It looks really nice, especially if you're working at a bar or a restaurant. It's darker lighting, but the light shine and your fingers shine. It looks really, really good. Because the last thing you want to do is bring out cards and you got a lot of skill, you're dressed nice, and your fingernails and your hands don't look good, and they got rough skin and your nails are not dirty and nails are not cut nice. So you always want to make sure your fingernails are, and your fingers and your hands are clean and they're smooth and they're soft. Now, of course, depends on how you work. I'm very careful of my hands because doing magic for all these years, I protect my hands, so when I do hard work outside or doing other things, I always try to wear some kind of work glove so my hands do not get damaged. But yeah, the last thing you want to do is to pull out cards and coins and your hands are not nice, because when you're doing it, your hands are a major focus of the performance, such as your face. And you want to make sure, of course, your face is clean, but that's a different audio boo. Today is just your hands. So, make sure your hands are clean, that your nails are cut nicely. Go get a manicure if you have bad nails, at least once, to get them sorted out. Learn how to cut them properly, defile them nicely, and shine them up so they look like $1 million when you're performing, because it makes the big difference, especially if you really want to work high-class jobs. Producers and agent talents and people who look after you, especially if you're going to try to do something on TV, they're going to look at your fingers and they're going to see dirty fingers or bad cut fingernails, and that could get you cut in that kind of a job situation. So make sure your fingers and your nails are clean and shiny to look beautiful and like $1 million when you perform. If you have any tips on how you keep your fingers nice and clean and your fingernails nice and shiny and buff, let me know. You can contact me through Twitter at Aaron Jones Magic, or on Facebook at Aaron Jones Magic as well, or through my website at www.aaronjones.com, or you can post right in the comments on my website where this will be posted, as well as in the comments on the Mad Audio Boo site. So that's all for today. And remember, keep your hands clean and keep those nails shiny. This is Aaron Jones, and talk to you later. Bye-bye.